We covered earlier in the week that court decision that Gardaí are not entitled to special treatment in relation to sick leave, and there's some fallout from that court decision. Our industry and employment correspondent Ingrid Miley covered the original case. She's here with more on this. Just remind us of the court ruling in the first instance, Ingrid.
Basically what happened was that the public service sick leave rules were amended. Effectively, the entitlement to paid sick leave was halved. The Gardaí argued they should be exempted from that because, among other things, because of the higher risk of occupational injury. During the case, it emerged that the General Secretary of the Impact Trade Union, Shay Cody, had contacted the department at a certain point and warned that if the Gardaí were not included in the scheme, that it could cause huge problems, and that not only that, he would experience personal reputational impact as head of the public service side negotiating those things. The Gardaí were subsequently included. However, the documentation outlining that intervention by Shay Cody was only disclosed by the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform during the proceedings. So what happened last week was the High Court dismissed the Gardaí case. They say they've got to be bound by these. They were dismissed on all grounds. And it must be said that Mr. Nicholas Kern said that there was no improper conduct or underhand conduct by Shay Cody in contacting the department. However, at the time he said that he was deferring the issue of costs for a week because of some concerns about the disclosure issue. And what has happened today is Mr. Justice Kearns has ruled that the Department of Public Expenditure, which won the case, is going to have to pay the costs of not only its own costs, but the GRA costs, who lost. Normally it's the other way round. But basically it would appear that the late disclosure has cost the taxpayer hundreds of thousands of euro.
Does it come down to hundreds and thousands? It's a number of days plus preparatory work for in the High Court. Senior counsel?
Well, there were 3 days in the High Court. Everybody had seniors, everybody had juniors, and everybody had solicitors. So, I mean, certainly the sources, neither side is saying, is quantifying, but one source said to me that one side could easily be 100,000.
Is this open to challenge by the state?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, the GRA had already indicated they might challenge the substantive ruling whereby the GRA lost. We'll have to wait and see whether the department will appeal the costs ruling. However, Richard, we'll have to see. This is the department that is driven by Brendan Howlin.
It's
about saving money. It's about efficiency. It's about performance. One would imagine there will be a major investigation in the department to find out how did this happen? Because normally we, the taxpayers, should be having our costs paid by the GRA. Instead, even though the department won, the taxpayers on the hook for both sets of costs. So I would imagine there'll be a major hunt for accountability on this one.
Our industry and employment correspondent, Ingrid Miley.